All right, now that I have some nutrients in my system and a little bit of energy, let's try this again. Welcome to another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon, where you have me, your host CG, telling you about a horror movie I watched in about 30 minutes or less. Anyway, 30 minutes or less. Obviously, I still need to finish eating. I'm watching this shit, so you don't have to watch it, because I love horror movies. I was going to watch it anyway, so I might as well tell somebody else about it. And if you ain't got shit else to do, you don't want to waste an hour and a half, but you do want to waste maybe 30 minutes. Listen to this shit, and you ain't got to watch a movie. And I watch weird, quirky shit that most people don't really know about. Sometimes I watch known stuff, but today, I'm watching a strange thing. It's not strange. It's called New Year, New You. It came out in 2018. It's on Hulu. It's free. get ready for an announcer voice so I can tell you what it's about. A group of old friends gather for a girls' night on New Year's Eve. But as they begin to rehash old memories, many of the gripes they've been harboring manifest in murderous ways. What? That sound crazy, right? It's an hour and 24 minutes, which is just the shit I like. Smooth under 90. I mean, we can get in, we can get out. So I'm guessing this is going to be kind of like a sort of revenge thing. Like, you did some shit to me when we was young. Like, you fucked my dude. You stole my test paper. Ooh, maybe you like fucked my dad or something. Like, maybe you like my sister mom or some weird, you know, deep shit like that. I don't know. But I picked it because of the potential intrigue. It's got some secrets gonna come out, some people gonna lose their shit about it, and then turn crazy. So I like that. I'm gonna go in hard with a 4 ninja star rating. There are no ratings on this shit anywhere. It's not on any of the stuff. Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, Amazon Prime, nothing. So apparently, even if these people got their family to watch the movie, their family didn't tell anybody else about it. So I'm gonna tell y'all, you know, my way. 4 ninja stars is what I'm gonna give it a pre-rating. I'll be back momentarily to tell y'all about the introduction and the characters in the movie, and then we'll take another break, and then I'll be back to tell you all the backstory and what I have found out thus far. All right, y'all, I'm back to give y'all a little bit about the beginning and the scene, the setup, and the characters that we have been introduced to so far. I can't imagine there should be some more. Anyway, so the movie opens up with a girl dead in the pool, and it looks like a flashback because then they jump to this girl, Danielle, on TV, and she is a Instagram influencer, and she has built her own lifestyle brand. She make these juices. She all vegan. She's super inspirational, yada, yada, yada. She's a superstar of this ragtag group of four from high school, and she the one who's kind of made it out. So she talking about her show. While she's talking about her show, one of the other characters in the movie, we gonna call her the babysitter, because as we open up on her, she babysitting an annoying child. So her and the annoying child are watching the video of the superstar, and annoying child loves superstar. She's like, she's amazing. She's so inspirational. She's, you know, like, you can be the best you can be. Little girl, love her. Babysitter, not so much. You can tell that she's royally annoyed. Of course, we don't know why yet. So the baby, annoying child is jumping up and down on the couch after they stop the video, and she's talking about how amazing the superstar is. And then she's asking the babysitter, y'all went to high school together, you used to act, y'all acted together, how come you don't act anymore? Just like firing off all these annoying child questions. And then she's like, it's because of the scar on your face. So babysitter got a scar on the bottom of her face by her chin. When she mentions that, you can see her, she kind of have a flashback to what looks like maybe a car accident. We don't know. Some sort of tragedy that happened in the past that I think is why she got a scar on her face. But I can't be for sure at this time. So they wrap up that scene. Babysitter goes home. She is hosting a party at her parents' house for New Year's Eve, and she's invited the girls from high school. They haven't seen each other in a while, and they're getting together because her parents are selling a house, and apparently this used to be the place that they used to hang out and do so much shit back when they was kids. When babysitter gets home, there's no one home. The lights are out, so she has to go to the circuit breaker box and flip the circuits, get all that back on. So I don't even know if someone is actively living in this house, but She gets some champagne and shit, and when she's like putting stuff away, they like focus in on these golf clubs. So I don't know if that's some foreshadowing about somebody getting fucked up with golf clubs later. But so she getting the house all together, taking a bath and shit, and she, you could tell that she got some issues and she fucking hate the superstar. But I guess they're probably frenemies because she invited her to this party. So on the way to the party in a car, we meet the sassy black girl. Her name is Kayla, but she's going to be sassy black. And then we meet Chloe, the crass chubby girl. We're going to call her Chubbs. So sassy black and Chubbs is on the way. Sassy black driving. Her car break down. You know, they got to walk in the rain. And then we also find out that Chubbs fucking loves the superstar. Like, she all in this bitch dick. She's like, oh, I wonder how much money she make. Look at these boots. Say $5,000. I bet you she could buy them. And I wonder all this shit about her. So she loves her. Whatever. They get to the house. There, something happened here in the house because they kind of made a couple mentions about some shit that happened in the past, whatever. And you could tell that Sassy Black knows whatever the issue that babysitter got with Superstar. You could tell they kind of got a shared something about that because they kind of keep giving each other these looks as Chubbs is like all about this bitch. So whatever the case, they like, I don't think she gonna come because she's so famous. She got an assistant, bloop, bloop, bloop. But this bitch show up. So she get there and she's like, oh my God, I thought I was gonna have to go to some like, you know, party in LA, but I'd much rather be here with you girls. And I brought you all presents that are vegan free and gluten free and dairy free and cruelty free and bloop, 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 bloop. So, Chubbs is making dinner, and first of all, this party ain't got no music. It ain't no dudes. It's just the four of them. They ain't got no games. Like, this party look lame as fuck. They got some balloons and some decorations, and when the superstar walk in, she makes, like, a big deal about all their decorations and shit. But I'm like, this party is whack, yo. Like, just four people sitting around having a dinner party without any music and no dudes? If I got to that party, I'd be like, where's the music and the dudes? All they had to drink was champagne. Maybe they had some other stuff too. But this party does not look like it's going to be a great party if I had to just, you know, throw it out there. And also, you could tell that there's some animosity. So, I don't know who's going to get killed. It's kind of trying to set it up like the babysitter is the crazy one. But we don't really know yet. And we really haven't gotten to any of the meat about why she hates Superstar. But we'll find out. But that's what we got so far. I'll be back in a minute. Hey y'all, I'm back. I'm back to tell y'all the backstory of the movie and what has been going on in the last 30 minutes that I've been watching this shit. All right, we're going to zoom through this so I can try to get it in a reasonable amount of time. One, they have dinner. They talk shit. You know, you can still sense the tension amongst the group, but not know what the tension is. They get in the sauna, more, you know, memories, laughs, ha ha ha, hee hee hee. After the sauna, they decide they are going to do their New Year's resolutions on camera, and Superstar is going to post all of their shit for, you know, on her page. So Sassy Black do her. She talk about how she is a lesbian and she got a girlfriend and she do that. And then Chubbs talk about how it's been a really hard year for her, but she managed to not kill herself. Ha ha ha. And then when she gets to babysitter to do her, babysitter like, I don't want to do that shit. Like, get your camera on my face. Superstar like, fuck that. Come on, do it, do it, do it. She get all up in her face with the phone and shit. And babysitter lose her shit. Take the camera, throw it across the room. Get up, walk out the room, go into the bathroom and like punch the mirror. Glass, not a whole bunch of glass, one shard of glass or a rather large piece of glass falls out the mirror. Anyway, so after that, Superstar goes and finds babysitter. She in the basement with the fucking circuit breaker and she's like, listen, it had like a tender moment. She like, girl, you been my girl forever. Like, you my best friend. Like, whoop, 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 whoop. Let's make up. Let's party. I love you. Come on. So, fine. Babysitter like, fine, bitch. Fine. Let's go. Let's party. So, they get back. They put on, like, they jam from 8th grade recital. And they do their little hustle. And then they start playing Never Have I Ever. This is where shit gets juicy. So, in Never Have I Ever, we found out a few things. We found out, one, that Chubbs had a threesome in Palm Springs. Two, we found out that babysitter peed on herself at like the high school dance. And we found out, three, that Superstar had a weekend fling with Elon Musk. She don't say his name because she said she signed a non-disclosure agreement, but she hinted at it by saying electric cars. And babysitter essentially pushed that bitch to tell the whole story which was what you would assume from some sort of random celebrity hookup. He seen her video online. He contacted her manager, got her number, called her up, was like, yo, bitch, let's get hooked up. Sent a car to pick her up. They went on his private jet to his private island in the Greek Isles. They fucked all weekend. He sent that bitch back, never to be heard from again. So, babysitter's like, you're a whore. You're a whore. You didn't even know this dude. You just let him pick you up and take you and fuck you and send you back home. So, the superstar is like, all right, whatever. I don't want to talk about this no more. She was like, nope, we still playing a game. We still playing a game. So babysitter's next thing is, never have I ever bullied a girl so much that she committed suicide. She's pointing this phrase directly at superstar. Superstar get up to try to leave. Babysitter push that bitch down and jump on top of her. So she starts screaming at her like, it's your fault that Kelsey died. She committed suicide because you bullied her so much. You were such a bully. You bullied Sassy Black. You bullied Chubbs. You bullied everybody. You're a terrible person. So you need to admit to that on camera, because we got to stop you before you out here telling, like, spreading your shit to the world. So she going all off on her. She tell the other girls, get the ribbon from the balloons. They had planned this the whole time to tie this bitch up and get her to admit this on her page. So tie her up. They go back and forth. She like, fine, I'll do it. She get on the camera. She pretty much does the no apology. Apology was like, I'm sorry you felt bad. One of those kind of deals. Because she says that she didn't say that she was a bully. She said that she did not, she was complicit in the other people bullying this girl, and she never stood up for her or tried to stop them. This kind of pissed babysitter off. She like, bitch, that is not what the fuck happened. And she's like, I didn't do that stuff you said. So now it's like a back and forth between the two of them. We actually don't really know which one of them is telling the truth, because neither Sassy Black nor Tubbs was at the time at the event in which this girl Kelsey either fell out the window or jumped out the window. They weren't there. So they pretty much going on babysitter's word that, you know, superstar is like this evil, terrible bitch. So what they knew, she did bully them, but they don't know if she was so much of a bully that it caused this other girl to kill herself. Anyway, so babysitter goes and grabs all the presents that she bought them, all this makeup and stuff that's cruelty-free, vegan-free, blah, blah, blah. Starts smearing that shit all on her face. Like, look, you're this, you're evil, you blah, blah, blah. She's talking shit to her. And then she takes a piece of glass that she had broke from the mirror earlier and cuts some of her hair out. Sassy Black and Chloe kind of lose it. Sassy Black leaves. She goes to the bathroom like, what the fuck? And then babysitter go after her. So babysitter is like trying to convince Sassy Black to come back. She like, listen, you know what we got to do. We trying to stop her from spreading her evil all across the world. And she's like, yeah, but I didn't agree for it to go this far. And she's like, you know, she evil. She preys on, you know, people who are vulnerable and have low self-esteem, because she knows how to get inside their head. While they're having that conversation, superstar, who's tied up with shit all over her face, is doing exactly that to Chubbs, telling Chubbs, girl, I know you hurting, but I didn't really want to say nothing before I came. But the only reason I came is because now that I'm getting a TV show, I need somebody to cover my segment on the website, and I was going to pick you. You will be a perfect fit. So, you know, just let me go. Just take care of this little situation real quick. Let me go. And, you know, we could leave here, go to LA. You can live with me. I'm going to get you on TV, bitch. Roll with me. So Chubbs fall for that shit because she is vulnerable. She's sad. She's lonely. She had a shitty fucking year. So she essentially let that bitch go. And when Sassy Black and babysitter get back, she get about the chair. They get into a fight, babysitter and superstar, and tussle, 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 fight, fight, fight. Superstar pushed babysitter down like really, really hard, and she whacks her head on the ground. She knocked out. Then the next scene is cut to babysitter and Sassy Black in the sauna together. I guess Chloe must have knocked Sassy Black out also while she was fucking up the other girl. So they in the sauna. So now it's two against two. So we got Chubbs and Superstar on the outside, and we got Sassy Black and babysitter on the inside. And essentially, I'm pretty sure that Superstar is just fucking with Chubbs. And all of this help, oh, be your best you shit, it's just her way to kind of get to celebrity. But at the same time, Babysitter could just be fucking crazy and just like a fucking hater. She could just be like, I hate this bitch and I want to take her down. She pretty much did say, I want to take you down. But she didn't say it in that weird country tone that I just had. Anywho, that about covers where we are so far. Yeah. All right. I'll be back in a minute. All right. I'm back for the second time to record this in because I had recorded it already, but I didn't save it. So I don't even know if this one's going to be better than the last one because I can't listen to that shit. But anyway, so where was we at? We was at Babysitter and Sassy Black trapped in the sauna trying to figure out how the fuck to get out. And while they're in there trying to figure it out, Superstar and Chubbs are sitting in the dining room and Chubbs is like, yo, when we gonna let them out? And Superstar pretty much like, listen, we gonna leave them in there for 2 hours. Then we gonna call the police and be like, they got trapped in a sauna and died. And Chubbs is like, what, hold up, bitch. We about to kill them? Like, we killing today? Superstar like, pretty much, look, if we don't kill them, they gonna say we tried to attack them. They gonna do this, they gonna do that. And she pretty much manipulate her into going along with this plan to kill them by also dangling in front of her her opportunity to become like a superstar. So while they talking about that, she like, well, how are we going to... her plan was the way that they were gonna get through this was to say that... Sassy Black's girlfriend, who she had called earlier, why was they gonna blame it on her girlfriend? Oh, because her girlfriend showed up. That's what happened. So they break out of the sauna some kind of way. Then they run, they chase them, whatever. They running, they hadn't. While they're hidden away in the house, Babysitter and Sassy Black, they found a champagne bottle that they had left in the sauna and used that to break the glass, and that's how the fuck they got out. So while they hadn't, Superstar and Chubbs are downstairs looking for them, and then Sassy Black's girlfriend shows up. So their plan was to blame this whole thing on her girlfriend. They're like, look, we're gonna kill them, okay? Once they kill, we can say her girlfriend came all in a rage and she is the one who went crazy and fucking killed them, and we'll turn it into a fucking self-defense segment. So that's what we're gonna do. This bitch about to come in. Look, we gonna take care of her real quick, bloop, bloop. And then once she dead, then we gonna kill these other bitches and we gonna be set. So, this bitch come in. They like, oh my God, we don't know what happened to her. Yada, yada, yada. They looking around walking around with her. And essentially, Chubb stabs her in the stomach. Superstar distracts her. Chubb stabs her in the stomach. So stab, 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 she dead. Then now they looking for Babysitter and Sassy Black. Chubbs finds Sassy Black upstairs. Sassy Black trying to be like, look, girl, we do not have to do this. She don't know her boo dead downstairs. She's like, we do not have to do this. You know, we could just go to the police, blah, blah, blah. And at this point, Chubbs is like, I'm in too deep. They get to tussling and fighting. Chubbs pushes Sassy Black. She hit her head on the countertop. She died. She dead. So, nah, she dead, and they chasing, looking for the babysitter. So, she running around, they find her, they like fighting with this bitch. Some kind of way, she pushed Chubbs, and Chubbs fall down the stairs, and now she dead. So, now Superstar and Babysitter left. They're wrenching around the house, fighting, whatever. Essentially, somehow they get upstairs and Babysitter ended up pushing Superstar out the window and this bitch falls into the pool and then she dies. So after she did, you see Babysitter kind of looking in a mirror and she have this weird psychotic look on her face and she kind of smiled a little bit. So movie's over. Not the movie's over. All that's over. We don't see no police come in or none of that shit. That's just the end of that scene. So the next scene is in the beginning, the first time we're introduced to Superstar is when she's doing a video and there's this host woman that's, you know, hosting her show. So it's the same host and now she's with Babysitter, who essentially has now taken over Superstar's show. So when they start, it's all like, you know, our friend Superstar died on New Year's Eve and it was terrible and bloop, bloop, bloop. And we so sad. And, you know, we got her friend here and, you know, she gonna tell us how terrible it was. And, you know, how that girl's boyfriend, not boyfriend, Sassy Black's girlfriend came and essentially killed him. So she went with the story that Superstar had originally came up with to pin the whole murder on Sassy Black's girlfriend. And that she had to kill her in fucking self-defense. And that's what happened. And she was so sad. But now, they about to do this fucking self-defense segment. And this bitch just took over her life. And she got the show. And she on the page. And she got all the pictures. So from the whole first beginning, I believe that the babysitter had planned to kill this bitch so she could take over her life, and she just roped the other ones into it. I don't think she ever intended on doing this whole, yeah, let's get you to apologize on camera bullshit. Like, she straight up took her life. They was both fucking psychopaths. Like, they was both willing to murder in order to get on fucking TV. They got like some TV shows. It's ridiculous. And then all these people had got killed. Like, Sassy Black girlfriend, she didn't even do shit. She wasn't even there. She just came because Sassy Black had called her and sounded all worried. And then she stopped answering her phone because she was fucking trapped in the closet. And they had took their phones and hit them. So she wasn't answering the phone. So she didn't even do anything. She was just coming to support her boo cup. And then she got stabbed in the stomach. That's real fucked up. And then Chubbs was just trying to, you know, feel better, like get her self-esteem up. And she totally prayed on that and ended up getting that bitch killed. Like, so fucked up. Anyway. I mean, I guess I don't feel overly bad for Superstar, although, you know, she didn't come to this party with the intent on murdering anybody, but she did have bullied that other girl to kill herself years ago. So, I mean, she did have a death on her hands. So anyway, that was a New Year, New You. That shit's on Hulu. What was my pre-rating? I don't remember. But that was actually not so bad. Like, the acting wasn't, like, super amazing. But it wasn't terrible. It was real entertaining. The twist, it had some twists and shit in it. So, you know, I think I would give it, I'm going to give that 3.5 Ninja Stars. You ain't got shit to do. You want to watch it? I'm not going to be like, oh, this shit is the best. Watch it. But if you were looking for something to watch on Hulu, because not all of the Hulu movies be super good, but this one wasn't too bad. So give it a look. 3.5 Ninja Stars for New Year, New You. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon, where I told you that movie, and, you know, maybe you'll watch it. Maybe you won't. You really don't have to. I just told you what happened. Anyway, if you want to suggest a movie, shoot me an email at ghostninjaraccoon@gmail.com. Until then, I'll see y'all the next time. Ninja out. Oh.